The ceremonious signing of footballs that went down way up in the Citrus Bowl skyboxes on June 25th was presented as a coup for all parties involved. After all, the $175 million Citrus Bowl renovations had, until recently, been put on the most distant of back burners. Now it appears the renovations could be on track for 2 years from now, giving the green suits of Florida Citrus Sports the bullying power to keep pressing their pitch of massive economic development. Well, let's hope so, because the way this deal appears to be panning out makes for a cat's cradle of seemingly unjustifiable financing for the city. Just the mention of municipal bond issuance can make the most fiscally hearted yawn. But in this case, with the bonds being issued against various city taxes, combined with greater-than-expected optimism about the windfall of future tourist development taxes, concern is warranted. Oddly, the new deal pits the sports crowd against the Performing Arts Center crowd, as they'll now both be vying for the same tax trickle to justify their existences. But don't tell that to the DPAC folks. They're already spinning this as a touchdown for their own lagging project, citing, guess what, the potential issuance of even more municipal bonds to complete the second, actually arts-driven phase of the Performing Arts Center project. If all of this doesn't sound like bad fiscal governance, then you may just have been hit in the head by a flying sign football. No worries, you'll be paying for it after your concussion heals.